And I'm grabbing that now.
All right.
Thank you for holding. Is this Taylor?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Taylor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hey, John. I'm doing well.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Not necessarily. No, I think she covered pretty well.
She's really good at explaining it, yeah.
Yeah.
So the major benefit to you, which I'm sure she probably expressed, is the availability.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you do this search, look up power washing, pressure washing in your area, any of the services you provide, there's only three guys that are going to show on that first page in this section of Google Places. So we only have one spot open within our company today as a Google partner, but we're actively looking to fill it. So they give us a list, and then my reps go down the list. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category, so we can't work with anybody else in the area.
So at some point in the on the list, you had seen my name.
Exactly. If we start working with you today, if we start working with you today, we'll do an optimization that'll list you as a top option. And the reason you want to be there is because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from that section. They're not usually going past the first page or even the bottom half of the first page.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I call the first three to get estimates.
Yeah, and there's a reason they do that, though, is because there's an advanced verification that we do for your business that lets them know, you know you're legitimate and you're safe to work with, you know? So they have that peace
wonderful.
In mind. It might not be the cheapest, but it'll be the best.
Right. I couldn't agree more.
Right. So as far as the way we do things, it's all month to month. Until we get to know you, usually. I mean, we could have you opt into a contract, actually, if you wanted to, just based off the pre-screening that Google's already done. But a lot of the guys usually start out month to month. There's no, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees, right? You could part ways at any time if you're ever happy with whatever.
I'm glad you said that because that's probably what my business partner would. I'm not talking to him right now, but he would want me to do that, so,
Yeah, I mean, we want everybody who's working with us to come back on our own. It's also a good gauge of how we're doing. Month to month, if you're coming back, that means that we're doing our job right.
Right.
You're making money.
And as far as yesterday, I just did a year subscription to Angie Leads.
Oh, okay.
To generate some more business, so hopefully that will also help us.
Well, if you could do anything with that, Taylor, I know you'll love being on Google because if you go underneath these top recommended guys there, that top three, there's a HomeAdvisor listing, HomeAdvisor by Angie's listing on the first page of Google.
Uh-huh.
They actually pay Google.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the difference is they'll have like 10 guys on it and then they'll charge you a lead fee for each one, even if you don't get the job.
Uh-huh.
And so they'll sell the leads to like three or four people. So what my customers have found that it came from that platform is that when you list yourself independently, people call you directly and you don't have those lead fees or deal with the leads going to other people.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and when it goes to other guys, you typically got to, like, drop your price or pull some kind of magic in order to beat them out, right? So now you're paying a lead fee, then you're dropping your price. They start eating up some profit that could be in your pocket.
Right.
So as far as our services, on a month-to-month basis, we do charge $299. So it's about $10 a day. But in that, you're getting Google first page placement, Bing first page placement. There's popular directories like Yelp and Yellow Pages. Amazon Alexa voice search results. That's a big one too.
Yeah.
And then you have Facebook ads in there as well. So about $100 goes directly into running a Facebook ad, and we do postings on your Facebook page.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and then we also build your site. So if you don't have a site, we'll actually buy a domain. Develop the site, do all the graphic design for you, and they'll also provide hosting for
okay.
the site.
Yeah, one-stop shop, okay.
Exactly. It's an A to Z campaign. So that's why it kind of mm-hmm. ends up beating out things like HomeAdvisor, because it's like, even if you leave the first page placement later, all these tools that we created for you, you keep, and that
yeah.
helps the business long-term, just from a credibility
okay.
standpoint, have all your reviews, have
right.
yourself Google verified.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... If that's a discounted pricing structure, okay, I'm shooting you straight on it. Usually, if you go to our website, it's $4.99 for that exact package. But, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, $2.99 month to month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you can see a value and give it a shot. That way we could show you how well it works compared to HomeAdvisor.
Yeah, it's worth a shot, man.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for the last 16 years and
yeah,
first page,
yeah.
you know.
It's
not going to hurt you to have yourself in front of your customers.
Right.
At
right.
the moment,
exactly.
they're looking for your help, you know? So
exactly.
I'm going to create the Google Business Profile. The beauty of this is, like I said,
okay.
you have this Google Business Profile. Even if you leave us later, this is where people are going to go to write reviews
uh-huh.
and look up your company. So
uh-huh.
on the first page
okay.
of Google, you can only have one phone number up there. Did you want to use this phone number that
okay.
we're on now?
Can you use Casey's?
Yeah,
my business
I can.
Partner. He's the main. He's our main contact. So
okay.
Yeah,
I'm ready
that.
For you.
All right, it's 865.
865.
45. Yeah, 456.
456.
6552.
6552. Now, is his full name just Casey? Is it like K A Y C E or is it?
It's
Casey.
K A C Y.
Oh, okay. K A C Y.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's his last name?
His last name is Robinson.
Robinson, okay. And what's your last name, Taylor?
My last name is Hodge, H-O-D-G-E.
Okay. And what's your guys' relation? Is it just a business partner?
We're, like I was telling your partner, we were in business with another company. We worked together in that company. And we just saw, you know, some things that we could do better. Yeah, some opportunities and how, you know, we want to give quality service at an affordable rate.
Right.
And not gouge people. So, you know.
Yeah.
So we
that.
Partnered up together. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is, he's been with you since the beginning of the journey then, for the last 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he does a lot of the client facing? So does he do most of the interaction
yeah.
with people? Yeah.
Okay. We take turns doing estimates, but a lot of times, yeah, it's him.
Okay. Do you guys work jobs separately, or do you all, well, usually both?
No,
we're
usually together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. It's good to know. All right. So let
mm-hmm.
me save. And then do you have any kind of, like, license or insurance?
We do. We are licensed and insured.
Okay, perfect. You're checking all the boxes. All right. And then what's your business email
yeah.
address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Okay. It is Casey, it's K-A-C-Y,
mm-hmm.
at nextlevelhydrowash.org.
Next level hydro wash,
yes, by
okay.
long.
Yeah, I got you. I've seen worse.
Will you take mine as well, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
We'd like to see both. It's Taylor at nextlevelhydrowash.org.
I'll make sure to send everything to both of you.
Okay,
so
perfect.
The paperwork. Perfect. But the
and we're so glad you called, because we had no idea how to get that set up and get it working.
Well,
it took us forever.
You can create a Google Business Profile, yeah, on your own, and you could even
uh-huh.
verify it. But having the first page placement is a different ballgame, you know? You
right.
have to actually have a... Yeah, a spot available in your industry and area.
We had to take a video of our truck. We had to take a video of our equipment. We had to take
yeah,
you
that's
know,
for the verification
and all that stuff. And then
yeah.
we had to wait to see if it. You know.
It's weird because it's still not showing as verified either. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah. I don't think we ever got verified. So
oh wow,
we did everything they had asked. But
oh my gosh. Okay, no worries. We'll get you through that.
Yeah
that's crazy.
All right.
We usually, so we'll send you this form. I'll send it to you right now so you can see it. But it
okay.
pretty much describes what you just described to me, or it's what it sounds like.
Okay.
It's like the same information, but it lets you know at the bottom, right, like, hey, send in what you have. And then if you end up in that situation,
yeah,
where they don't verify it, it tells you, we'll three-way,
right,
call them and we'll verify you over the phone.
Okay.
Like, hey, we're working with,
awesome,
this guy.
Awesome.
Get it done. Yeah.
Right. We're legit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So when you get verified by a Google partner, it's a different ball game. It's like they put you on the list. You signed up for the service. Like, get it done, you know, so we can get them up there and make money. They usually
will
jump on those because there's money involved, you know. The ones who are just trying to register themselves, they're kind of like, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, right.
You know, so they did put you on the qualified candidates list, though. So, I mean.
Okay. Okay, great. We did something.
They're going to send you that PIN verification letter in the mail. Usually, that's the first route that they go to. Send in the picture. Is there an issue with the address, or what's the street address that I can send that postcard to?
You could send it to, is it on file? It's,
actually, it might, hold on.
326 Goings Avenue, Clinton. Yeah.
Hold on, let me make sure.
Might be on, it should be on a, yeah.
Oh, it's like G-O-A-N-S and then 37716.
Yep.
Okay, I got
it. That's
you.
It?
Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, it just never, like, it looks like a PIN was requested, but there's no,
okay,
like, receipt of it. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you when it comes in.
Okay.
Usually it takes about 5 to 7 days. So if we send it out to you today, I'm thinking about this time next week.
Okay.
Okay. And then, do you have a domain name for your website at all, or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yet, no.
And then you guys are on Facebook. It's just
we were
Next Level
so
Hydrowash. Oh, sorry.
Since we were so new, we were just trying to build a book of business and eventually get to that.
That makes sense. You know, the website, I mean, it's more of like an added tool, really. The first page placement is what you want. You know, I have a guy I work with, he's a roofing contractor, and he doesn't have a website. He just has his Google business landing page, and he doesn't want one. Exactly. People look up roofing contractors, he's verified, they're like, whatever. He's like, he gets calls all the time. And I think it actually gives them an edge, because the only option they have is to call him, you know. Kind of crazy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Did you get the text message with the Google verification form?
Let me look. I'm so sorry. I'm at work right now.
It's okay. I'll try to make it quick. It went to the number we're on right now.
Okay, that's Local Splash?
Yep. And that little link right there. And then I sent you my direct number, and I'll also send you, this email address for you to send in photos for your website, or if you have a logo.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
And I was going to say, also, I was telling the lady that spoke before you to confirm, you know, our work and quality. If you have time, you can check our Facebook out. It's really nice.
I was just going to ask you that. So it's just under your business name?
It's Next Level Hydrowash.
Okay. No LLC on that one? I'm going to log into Facebook right now.
I don't believe so. I think it's just straight Next Level Hydrowash.
Okay. I'm going to look it up right now. Because I want to attach that to the notes anyway, because they run Facebook ads for you. So we'll actually, you know, we'll basically put your Facebook on steroids. Like, anybody that's looked up.
There you go. Hey.
Yeah. You ever notice that, like, when you're talking on your phone and then all of a sudden you go on Facebook and there's, like, a pop-up of just what you were talking about? Yeah, so that's going to be you now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Need all the help.
Yeah, or if they look it up on another platform and then hop on Facebook, it'll promote you that way. Facebook ads helps a lot because it does target, like, a relevant audience.
Okay, great.
All right, so we'll include that. And then we're going to buy a domain for you, and we'll get that going. We'll build the website. So how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I would do Monday through Friday.
Okay.
8 to 5. 8 to 5.
Okay. Okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, do you want any hours listed, or you just want me to put closed?
Let's do Saturday. All good. Well, we do a lot of work on Saturdays too.
So you want to go Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, so I got the business profile set up. I'm going to submit the verification letter to that 329 Goins Avenue. Do you want me to hide the street address online?
What's that?
You want me to hide the street address online?
Please.
Okay. It'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing, though. And then that little red dot on the map will be kind of vague, though. They won't be able to, like, actually get to you. Okay. Okay. So I'll save that. All right, so I got the profile set up. I just got to secure the first month's payment and schedule the client interview. In terms of securing the first month's payment, Taylor, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah, I'm going to use my personal for this.
Okay, I'm going to send you a business invoice receipt, though, so that way you could still write it off. So I'll make sure to have like a business name on there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this is just under your name. It just says Taylor Hodge.
It's Taylor Michael Hodge.
Michael. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification?
Negative. This billing is different.
Okay, what's the billing address for this card?
All right, it's 8037.
8037?
Yep, Strawberry Plains Pike.
It says Strawberry Lane?
Strawberry Plain.
Plain?
Pike.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And that's Clinton as well?
It's knockable. It's knockable.
Okay. Okay. One second. I'm actually just going to pull it up on Google Maps to make sure that I have everything right.
Yeah.
Here we go. 37924.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, and then on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4432.
4432.
3856.
3856.
1473.
1473.
1656.
1656.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the expiration date, month, and year?
1025.
10 of 25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
483.
483. Okay, and then for the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete them, though. This is where they go over, like, your keywords, the service area you cover, just a lot of the customization for your site, right? And then not just for your site, for your Google business profile, and then we get started on your website. What's a good time?
Can me and Casey be like a three-way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to, so it's going to be set up with a separate representative, but I can let them know to either patch him in, or if you want to just have him contact you, and then you could call him and bring him into the conversation.
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely let him know it'll be a three-way call. I would like to have him involved, especially if he's got boots on the ground. You know, we want your guys' input. We don't want you getting calls for something that you don't want to do, you know, or if he doesn't want to do it. So it's good to have his input.
Okay, so, you know, basically we like to, we've got like just as far as chemicals and equipment and gas, we'd like to, if we can, you know, we have a minimum of 250 before we can even come out, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, that's not uncommon. Some people charge just to show up at the door, you know what I mean?
Right.
The gas and everything else.
Yeah.
You offer a free estimate?
Yes, sir.
Oof. Okay. Do you usually do your estimates over the phone or you do those in person?
A lot of times I will go in person, but I also, if I can't or if they're busy, I'll go off Google Maps and get a square footage. And pictures from there, and I can price it that way. You know.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a good way to do it. If you're gonna give a free estimate, I mean, I don't want you driving out there, you know, because then like if you're getting a volume of calls, you might go 20 miles one direction and then 20 miles another direction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through, for the client interview, though, what's a good time?
Are you trying to do that today?
Yeah, I mean, we could do it today. It could go any time between, now and then the last one we have is 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
Six and 7?
Yeah, that's the latest.
That's the best, probably the best day, because I'm at work till 5, and I'd be home around 6, yeah.
Okay, so you want to go 6 and 7 today?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And then we text you 1 hour before, just as a reminder.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. And then we could let your partner know too.
Yeah, I give it time.
Okay. All right. And then I'm gonna walk you through this voice verification, and we're good to go. I'll let you get back to work. Now, as I walk you through this, if there's anything I say you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Taylor. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection from you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Next Level Hydro Wash.
The company will be listed as an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Taylor Michael Hodge, owner.
Okay. And are you author?
Co-owner.
Co-owner, right. Yeah, I have Casey on file just for the record.
Yes.
And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you and Casey are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Of course.
Okay. And obviously, you agree to try to get as good reviews as you guys possibly can?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Well, yeah.
So we know what you currently have, Taylor. The reason they put that in there is we want to avoid any duplications, right? We're not going to create another Facebook page for you or duplicate your Google business profile or anything like that, right? Anything that you have, we're not going to create another one. If you already have it, we'll access it and then improve it from there. But you want to avoid any duplicates, okay? So if you're not sure if it's something you already have, just double check with us. That way we can save you some money and also stop any kind of headaches from happening.
Okay.
And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try the services at least 2 months when you guys first sign up, just to maximize your return on investment. But it is month to month.
Yeah, I like that.
It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 1st of 2024. I have you on a discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design.
And that will change, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the next part. Hold on.
Sorry.
No, you're good. So I gave you a discounted pricing structure, $299. I included the custom website design at no additional charge. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the first day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. So it's indefinite.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay? And it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties, but we do ask that if you are going to discontinue the services, let us know before the next billing is due, just so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing that you got to sign off on. It's in your name. Okay, so everything that – all the paperwork you're going to get is going to be in your name, so you're the guy that I talked to, and you gave me your card, right? So you got to sign off on that, though, before the client interview. Otherwise, they'll just start the conversation with that, okay? That's between 6 and 7. And then you'll get another copy of that same form. I sent it to you ahead of time, but the Google verification form, over the weekend, fill that out as much as you can. Like I said, on Monday, if anything's missing, we'll just three-way call and verify you over the phone.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have my direct number and extension in there. You can share that with Casey. If you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, you can call me directly. We also offer 24/7 customer service. So I'm not here on the weekend, but if you hit extension 1, there's a live operator that'll be able to help you.
Okay, awesome, my man. Thank you so much.
All right. Absolutely. Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
We'll
talk to you
soon, okay?
Yep.
Hey, you got a chance, man.
You're going to love it. It's an easy victory if we're comparing it to Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah, man, check out those pictures.
Apples,
okay?
And oranges. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually on your Facebook page right now.
Awesome, man. You have a great
day,
okay?
All right, you too.
All right.
All right, bye.
See you, bye.